Good morning. Welcome in. It's time for Your Life Matters with clinical social worker Dr. Beth Placetka from Safe Harbor Counseling and Dr. Beth Speaks. And Dr. Beth is with us on the phone lines this morning. How are we doing today?
I'm fine, Mike. How are you doing?
Doing pretty good, as we are going to be starting a little bit of a mini-series. I love mini-series on TV. Is it something along those lines? A cliffhanger after each show or something like that?
I don't know. I don't know if it'd be a cliffhanger, but I certainly hope the listeners will be interested in knowing what's coming next. That's my goal.
Yeah, and then with May being a mental health month, we've got a topic it needs a few weeks of talking about anxiety.
It is. You know, it's so prevalent right now, and it has been increasing over the years, but there is just an epidemic. So I think it's really good to have some knowledge and some ideas throughout the miniseries about how we can maybe make some adjustments just on our own before we seek out counseling or medication.
All right, so let's focus just on the basics. What is it exactly?
Okay, well, I think it's important to know that there's some physical sensations that are designed to keep us alive. And so they start in the central nervous system, and you might notice like a racing heart, shortness of breath, digestive issues, both lower and upper. Your stomach and your lower abdomen can hurt. Weight gain or loss, unexplained. We get hypervigilant, always looking for trouble or a problem, and trying to avoid it, and going out of our way to an extreme event or extent. We might be over-accommodating, too nice, giving in to everything, or using poor judgment. And there's always this sense of some kind of doom coming along. So there's four basic causes in my mind. There's the physical, the situational, relational, and spiritual. So in the physical sense, you know, things that may cause those feelings in us could be like heart issues or cancer, diabetes, drug or alcohol or tobacco use, because we know that goes with those chemicals will change sometimes the chemicals in our body. In our diet, it could be sugar, caffeine, too many food additives. Some people have a sensitivity to it. And everybody, I'm sure, can think of situational things that make them anxious. You know, a speeding car, large groups that are even just like a wedding, for sure, you know, where there's going to be a lot of people around.
Yep.
Or an angry crowd, we can figure that out. The weather, some people like can pick up the sense of the barometric pressure. Oh, my mouth today. And sense that coming. So, you know, those can cause those anxiety feelings, as well as any kind of relational things. When we have people that are supposed to help us feel safe or lead us somewhere, could be our parents, our spouse, our kids, our siblings, coworkers, our boss. When people do not behave in a consistently trustworthy manner, it can cause feelings of anxiety and that become habitual. And then, of course, there's the spiritual aspect, you know, that when we forget that we're creations of God, that we have some responsibilities, our body just automatically picks up that, maybe we're out of whack. Kind of like when we've hurt someone's feelings, we get that uncomfortable feeling. We can get that in our relationship with God. So there's any number of things that could be going on, but it starts, the symptoms start in our nervous system, and that's how we know something's going on.
Yeah, it's funny, too, with the substances, sometimes those can cause the anxiety, and there are ways, too, where when you're feeling the anxiety, you go to the substances because that's like a coping, you know, mechanism.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, the crazy thing is while you're using it, you start to feel better. So you take out of the cycle. You don't think it's the issue. And it really can very definitely be a repeating cycle.
And we'll be talking over the next couple of weeks about further things that have to do with anxiety. Any teases for what either next week or the second week from today's show will be about?
Yeah, well, so for next week, we're going to talk about things that you can do specifically, or the first things that you should do for physical and situational issues, and the next week, relational and spiritual issues.
Excellent. And you can find out more about this topic or any of the topics that we've discussed on this show on the website, where you can find out tons of information. It's safeharboril.com. You can call the folks at Safe Harbor Counseling, 630-466-8657. And there's also information on both the Safe Harbor and Dr. Beth Facebook pages. Make sure you join us again at the same time next week for Your Life Matters with clinical social worker Dr. Beth Plachetka from Safe Harbor Counseling and Dr. Beth Speaks.